If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And today we're going to talk about something very important today. We're going to talk about defense, self-defense, and defense of others. Now, we know that self-defense is when someone is attacking you and you have to defend yourself. But we're going to talk about a new phrase today that most people don't know, and it's called the defense of others. So instead of having self-defense, you can have defense of others, which means you can be in a position where you're helping someone, and in order for you to not get charged with something, it's because you was trying to be a person who breaks up the fight or a person who is trying to defend the other person. Instead of self-defending yourself, you're defending someone else. That's why it's called defense of others. Now, in saying that, I want us to look at this video. Now, when you look at this video, you see a young lady, a young child bullying another child. Now you will see another child come over and to defend the child that's being beat up and ends up beating up the bully. Now, we're going to break this down today because here on Leave a Message, we want to be clear. We do not promote violence. As a matter of fact, we are against it. That's the whole point of this podcast, to leave a message talking about anti-bullying, how to prevent it and how to stop it. And as you see today in this video, this young lady is bullying this other child. Now, as she's bullying this other child, another child comes over in her defense and start beating up the bully. Now, let's be clear. This is the wrong way to be an upstander. An upstander is a person, when they see something, they say something. They report it, they go get help. And there are other ways of breaking things up in a way that it doesn't involve the upstander to be violent or to put their hands on anyone. So now let's break this down, because I told you it's tricky. Now, in saying this, when she jumped over to help the young girl and start beating it up, she immediately violated all the upstander's policies. She violated everything. So now she's now in trouble. This is a no-no. You never want to help another friend by jumping in physically, fighting, beating someone up, because charges can be brought on you. You can hurt someone. That child could go brain damage, can hit the head on the table. You see, they're fighting like cats and dogs. So there's a level of criminal charges that could be taking place in this situation. So we want to encourage our kids, if you see your friend getting into a fight, don't be quick to jump in and throw blows saying you got their back, because there's so many things that are involved and you just jumping in helping your friend. Now, this is where it gets tricky, because I know as a lot of parents are thinking right now, or a lot of kids are thinking right now, so what I'm supposed to stand there and let my friend get beat up? What I'm supposed to just stand there and let my friend get stumped, get jumped? I can't do that. I'm sorry. I hear what you're saying. The stuff sounds positive, but I can't just stand there and let my friend get beat up. Now, this is where it gets tricky at, because I'm not in a position, nor am I an expert, to give anyone on a video permission to help a friend. I repeat, I am not in a position to give anyone permission to help a friend physically. However, now listen to my however, because I'm still not giving you permission. However, if a child sees another child or a friend getting beat up and they help that friend, with me not giving you permission from this video, and they help that friend in a way where they can break it up without going overboard in physical punching and stomping, but they are able to break it up or pull their friend away and criminal charges are brought up, they have a strong case of winning, because it's called defense of others. It's like self-defense. You can win a case if you jump in to separate a fight from your friend and a bully without you going overboard, jumping in, swinging, punching, and kicking, but actually just removing your friend or breaking them up or holding someone. And let's say that person who's being held wants to press charges. Let's say the parents wants to press charges. There's a strong chance that you will win that case because you will have defense of others. I hope that makes sense. Now, this is not me, again, giving you permission to jump in and help your friend. I understand that friends are not going to just let friends just stand there. And I mean, you're not just going to stand there and let your friend get beat up. I physically understand that. However, I just want to lay out on the table all the things that may happen. You may get charged. You may get in trouble. But in getting charged and getting in trouble, as you get a lawyer, as you're going to court because of these things, once they start to lay out the details of your involvement, whether they have video of kids recording it and seeing that, hey, you just broke it up lightly, you just pulled them back, and you were just trying to defend your friend and save your friend from being hurt, you will most likely win that case. Now, if they have witnesses and video of you jumping in like this young lady and you just go crazy on someone, then 9 times out of 10, then the charges will stick and you will be getting charged for that assault charge. And, you know, you will get suspended. And of course, those things as measured as well with the policies of the school. So that's what we're talking about today on Leave a Message. We're talking about giving your kids or encouraging your kids how to break up a fight. I know emotions run high when you just see your friend or your bestie, your BFF, just getting beat up. The immediate thing you want to do is just run over there and jump in it and get your hicks in and get this person off of them. You may not even like the person that's bullying them, but at the same time, we want to encourage our kids. We want to give them the conversation. We want them to have the mental note in their head. If they're going to be a upstander, if they're going to break up something, if they're going to help a friend, you have to help them with restraint. You have to help them in a way where you're helping yourself as well. Or if you feel like you're not comfortable enough to help them, which is my encouragement to you, is always to immediately get help. Immediately grab the first adult you can see. Immediately grab the teacher, grab the custodian, grab a parent. Just let them know what is going on in the situation so that you won't get yourself in trouble. This is more for those who are not willing to jump in, or they know they're not going to jump in. If you see something, say something, do something, report it, tell immediately, get some other people to help you get other authorities involved. However, if you're in a position that you feel instinctively that you have to jump in something and you're going to break up a fight, please, I'm encouraging you, be careful. Be careful. I encourage you, again, I can't give you permission to help your friend. However, if you do, restrain yourself. Don't go in there swinging, throwing blows and all those things. Try your best to remove them from the situation, to hold someone, to have others get help while you're holding someone. But I encourage you to not get in it physically. But I understand that certain kids and certain parents have a different philosophy and they're going to do what they have to do. I just want to lay out the understanding of what self-defense is, the defense of others is, and knowing what will take place if you have to go to court behind this, if you have to get involved with criminal charges, that the defense of others will work in your favor if you tried your best to break it up in a gentle way rather than going in like this young lady and just swinging, because charges will be implemented to her. She will be prosecuted, and those type of things you don't want your child to experience. This is Roshan Lindsay here at Leave a Message. I'm an anti-bullying coach, and I just want to encourage you guys, if you see something, say something. Be a upstander and not a bystander. Don't just watch, don't just record, don't just laugh, because the child that was getting beat up or was getting bullied in the beginning, that could be your child, and you don't want that. So you want to encourage your kids to report something immediately, get some help as fast as they can. If they have to break up something, not giving them permission again, if they have to break up something, use restraint. Don't go in trying to beat someone up. Try your best to diffuse the situation with grabbing, holding, talking politely, calming someone down. But I'm not giving you permission to do that. This is Roshan Lindsay again, anti-bullying coach. I want to encourage you all to leave a message at 757 757- 447-4238. Talk about bullying. Talk about praise report. Talk about testimony. Let me know. If you don't have an anti-bullying match card game, get one at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. They're only $19.99. This is a great game to play with your kids to get some dialogue going. Even talking about stuff like this is involved in the game, and your kids can get a better understanding on not being judged, but understanding, like, I didn't think of it that way. I'm glad we're playing this game and we have this dialogue. Talk to you soon. Peace out.